Thirds Bones and the Staffordshire Hoard means to her as a Midlander. That's the essay tomorrow night on Radio 3 at the same time, 10:45. Now, just before Late Junction, news of a programme next week on Radio 4.
The study of the genetic influences on intelligence is a very difficult and politically charged field.
BBC Radio 4 considers something of a scientific taboo.
You get no argument when you're referring to something like ADHD, but when you substitute something as emotive and complex as intelligence, all of a sudden the conversation stalls.
Adam Rutherford explores our troubled relationship with the genetics of intelligence.
It's absolutely fine in the lab. When it comes into contact with politics, then it's a different matter entirely.
Intelligence, born smart, born equal, born different. Next Tuesday morning at 11 on BBC Radio 4.
Here on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow night, Ian McMillan looks at sentimental writing in the 18th century, part of our 18th century season. That's The Verb, tomorrow night at 10. This is BBC Radio 3 this Thursday night. It's 11 o'clock and it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Romanian musician Ion Lăceanu with a traditional love song and a fast dance called a Briu. And welcome to the last Late Junction of the week. Treats in store for you tonight include another track from Fringe Magnetic's last concert at the Vortex in March, a new song from Natalie Merchant, and this next bundle of energy. Roland and Clarence White grew up in a house where the sound of Nashville was on the wireless, and they went on to be an important sound themselves in a band called the Kentucky Colonels, who recorded the cult album Appalachian Swing in the winter of 1964. From that, here's Clinch Mountain Backstep.
Thank you.
Kentucky Colonels from 1964 and Clinch Mountain Backstep, ably demonstrated by my producer and studio manager. Shame you didn't see it. And now this trio is also completely fearless. They're called Moskus, and I first saw them live a couple of years ago when they were playing in a bar in Trondheim, waiting for their exam results. Their second album is just out, and this is a number called Glasblåsen, or Glassblowers. Thank you. That's the brilliant Skúlis Sverrisson from his album Seria 2 from a couple of years ago, a track called Without Memory. And that followed just a brief glimpse into the new album by the young Norwegian trio Moskus, who, as well as making some very interesting music, really do know how to own the stage and excite an audience. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And this is the duo of Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, and another called Waterland that comes from their award-winning CD, Mind. And you've only got to look at their website to see how busy their diary is. Phil's at the Budleigh Salterton Guitar Festival this weekend. He's going to be giving some solo workshops and performances. And then they're both at the Exmouth Folk Club on the 29th, the Forge in Basingstoke on the 2nd of May, on to Malmesbury, Bristol at the Bristol Folk Festival. That's on the 4th, and Bridgewater, Culstock and beyond. But do try and see them live if you possibly can. Just looking at their diary, I'm sure they're somewhere near you anyway. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I played some numbers from the very last Fringe Magnetic concert, which was held at the Vortex in London on the 17th of March. So I've got a bit more from that coming up shortly. But first, here's a really heartbreaking track from Kevin Coyne from 1977.
Too long, and sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. Let your head down. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Cry.
Well, that's Fringe Magnetic, led by Rory Simmons, and that's from their concert at the Vortex in London on the 17th of March, their last concert, a number called Clocker. The superb Corsican Choir, Affoletta, just before that, and Dies Irae, which comes from their Requiem. And first of all, there, Kevin Coyne with the Zoot Money on Fender Rhodes. They're from 1977, a number called Cry.
A flower within my heart, Daisy, Daisy, planted one day by
Well, Rant is the quartet of Bethany and Jenna Reed, Sarah Jane Summers and Lauren McColl. And that's from their self-titled album from last year, a tune called One For Us. And they followed an old favourite, Daisy Bell from Tin Hat. And I can't count the number of times I've played that for you over the years here on Late Junction. And here's another quartet. Now, they're called Sons, and they're the multi-instrumentalist Andrew Cronshaw, the Finnish singer Sanna Kurkisuonio, reeds player Ian Blake, and Duduk maestro Tigran Aleksanyan. All their backgrounds come into play on their new album, English folk song, Karelian songs, and the Armenian tradition. They've got lots of dates lined up, but before you get your diaries out, here's a lovely long track called I Went Out on a Summer's Night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. The Quartet of Sons, Andrew Cronshaw, Sana Kurkiswonio, Ian Blake and Tigran Alexanyan, and a track called I Went Out on a Summer's Night. They're at the Stables in Wavendon on the 11th of May, and then they go on to the Turner Sims in Southampton, the West End Centre in Aldershot, Canada Water Culture Space in London, the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, and they'll be at the WOMAD and Petworth Festivals in July. I remember Natalie Merchant sitting here in this very studio with me a few years ago. She was utterly jet-lagged and utterly compelling as she chose a few tracks to play on the show then. Compelling as ever is her new self-titled album, and this is a heart-wrenching track called The End.
That'll be the end of the road when my battered, embittered body and soul will go home. That'll be the end of the war, when we finally lay down the battle and the play and go home. By the sea, so wide and treacherous, by the land, so dark and dangerous. How can we have so far? to go. That'll be the end of the love of Bible, Koran, Torah, lost and gone. And the sea, so and the land, so dark and dangerous. How can we have so far to go? That'll be the end of outstretched wine, of begging for breath, of emptiness inside. And the sea, that'll be the end of the war when we finally lay down the banner and the blade and go home.
What brings liquor? Texas bull stands lowing low. Rivers meant to separate, but it just unites the border state. No one still can understand. Life is like in the borderland. Here's to the great expanse, where every day's a poisonous dance. If you don't like Dodge, you can always go to Abilene. I hear the getting's funny and the grass is always green. You can always head to Kansas City where they pave all of their roads, but the vices flow like the Ohio and the governor's on parole.
Helen Morrison and Eli West and Down in the Lonesome Draw, which comes from their great new album, I'll Swing My Hammer with Both My Hands. They're on tour as well. You can catch them next week at the Garrett Sessions at Queen's Head and Fifield in Essex, and they go on from there Thursday, May the 1st at the Green Note in London, and Friday, May the 2nd at the Workhouse and Prestine in Powys, and on Saturday, May the 3rd, the Walker Theatre in Shrewsbury, and there are dates beyond that as well. And just before that, Natalie Merchant from her new album, a track called The End. And you can catch Natalie when she visits Milton Court at London's Barbican Centre as part of the Nonsuch label celebrations on the 10th, 11th and 18th of May. Thank you. Gottschlut. Happy ending by Elika Frizzell. Go on, she says that's the end. Enjoy yourself. And just before that, well, here's the Mozart of the ragtime performing world, the pianist Scott Kirby playing Scott Joplin's Gladiolus Rag. And just time for a little more tonight from the Hilliard Ensemble and Jan Gabarek. This is their setting of an Estonian lullaby by Veljo Tormis. Jan Gabarek and the Hilliard Ensemble and their version of Veljo Tormis's Estonian Lullaby. And you can catch them live in Bath on the 26th of May and in Salisbury Cathedral on the 27th. Monty Adkins is a professor of experimental electronic music at Huddersfield University. He's a composer and he's also a runner. And it's the notion of taking off and running in a new city at night to see what it reveals which has inspired his piece Residual Forms. So let's run, but with a couple of minutes of Kevin Coyne first. Until next time, good night.
When the boys were dancing, when the boys were dancing, oh, they were in a trance. When the boys were dancing, oh, when the boys were dancing, oh, when the boys were dancing. When the boys were dancing. When the boys were dancing. Good night, everybody. Sleep well. Is it a doll or is it a baby? Just kick it away. Could be a cat. Notice that cat has still got his balls. Kill it. Keep the glass in front. Hi, everybody. Good night, everybody. 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 Hi, good everybody. Good night. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Two Holst masterworks in this opening concert. One rooted in Earth, Egdon Heath, and the other in the skies, the planets. It's another of the 2013 BBC Proms, one with Edward Gardner conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra. And to complement the Holst, another pair of pieces by Poland's Witold Lutosławski, his late masterpiece, the Piano Concerto. And first of all, hear the Symphonic Variations, his orchestral debut, in fact, written in 1938, when the composer was just 25, and completing, or having just completed, his military service. The piece, at the very least, showing the young Lutosławski's expertise in colourful orchestration.
Thank you.